Resorts World Las Vegas facing new criminal gambling lawsuit. In a fresh development on Monday, in a legal battle involving Resorts World Las Vegas, RWLV, a gambler has taken his lawsuit to the federal level in the U.S. California resident Robert J. Cipriani's lawsuit alleges negligence and emotional mistreatment on the part of the casino resort company and its former CEO, Scott Sabella, who are accused of failing to safeguard against known scams and allowing individuals with prior gambling offenses to play within their establishment. Robin Hood doesn't give up. Attorneys Marshall Cole and David Merrill have taken legal action on behalf of Cipriani, popularly known as Robin Hood 702 in online communities. This lawsuit comes in the wake of Sabella being dismissed for breaching company policy amid media speculation about an ongoing investigation conducted by both the IRS criminal investigators and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. A subpoena seeks to force RWLV to hand over communications between company executives and former casino guests. The lawsuit portrays Cipriani as an individual who is deeply devoted to gambling, activism, and philanthropy, consistently contributing significant funds towards education, environmental causes, and aiding the impoverished. Last year, he faced accusations of theft and participation in gambling activities at RWLV. The incident stemmed from a dispute in November 2021 at the casino between Cipriani and Kazang Robert Alexander, a convicted fraudster and gambler. However, as the legal proceedings unfolded, the charges against Cipriani were downgraded to a misdemeanor. During the ordeal, Cipriani disclosed that David Stroge, who was previously convicted of operating an illegal sportsbook, was also engaged in activities at RWLV. Stroge allegedly had a stake in a restaurant at the casino, Tacos El Cabrón, thanks to a relative. Furthermore, Cipriani said that he had made RWLV management aware that they were permitting a felon, Brandon Sattler, to gamble repeatedly. Sattler had been convicted for his role in a $13 million bankruptcy fraud scam. Felons aren't allowed to have any relationship with casinos in Nevada, according to state gaming regulations. Despite facing critical feedback from social media, Cipriani has dedicated the past several months to reaffirming his commitment to overseeing the operations of World Resorts. He has not hesitated to bring attention to high-ranking individuals within Resorts World, including Genting Group's CEO, K.T. Lim. Sabella's legal team rejects the lawsuit. Although he was cleared of any wrongdoing by the Nevada Gaming Control Board investigation in February, Sabella continues to face relentless criticism from Cipriani. The former CEO's lawyers responded to the latest salvo, stating that they are prepared to once again prove their client's innocence. They also tried to paint Cipriani as a criminal, highlighting the charges of larceny and robbery he has faced. Cipriani never served time for the offenses, as the case was dropped by prosecutors. The lawsuit accuses RWLV and Sabella of using their influence to cause Cipriani irreparable harm. Sabella's lawyers state that the case is a perfect example of harassment, which means they could be preparing a legal response and a request for damages.